This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
And welcome into hour number two of the Diehards here, Sports Map Radio Network. Hanging out with my pal CT Betts. He does not knit. It's not CT Knits.
CT Betts.
CT Betts. How are you hitting them, by the way?
Actually, not bad. I had a good week last week. Played a few games. Bet against the Bruins on Sunday.
That's very unlike you.
Yeah, but I had Pittsburgh. I like them.
You can't
in that
always
spot.
Bet with your heart. You got to bet with your mind.
Bergeron banged up. They were on a long road trip. They're coming back home now. And
is it tough gambling against your favorite team or one of your favorite teams? Because I could never do it.
No, I like money more than my favorite team.
I like money too, but yeah. when it's all said and done, I won't do it. Like again, when I was riding and loving that Boise State team. And I saw them against the team. I'd be like, you know what? I don't think they're covered. I don't think they're winning. But I couldn't play against them.
No, don't flinch. Don't bat an eye. No problem. Click it. I like it. Boom. In.
All right.
They ended up winning. It was a tough game. Pittsburgh beat them 1-0. And last night I didn't bet the game and Bruins won. So I was happy. It was nice.
I think I just made a mistake.
Of course you did.
I think I just
what
made
did you
a
just
mistake.
Do?
I put the Celtics on the TV.
Yeah.
I
and now what?
The
they're up five.
They're up five against Charlotte in the third, and they're going to lose the game.
You ever been?
I mean, I can't remember the last time they won a game
when we were sitting here watching
in the O'Reilly Auto Parts
Correct.
Studios East.
I don't think
I have them on.
Ever happened? You ever been to Costa Rica?
Never.
I am going to Costa Rica, courtesy of my good friends Andrea and Matt Taylor, who listen to our show, who are listening live right now, live in Dallas, Texas.
What's up, guys?
Great friends of mine, Matt and Andrea. Matt has a connect down in Costa Rica. One of his friends own a house down there, and he's renting it to a bunch of us free of charge.
Boy,
going in November.
Boy, are they stupid.
It's going to be a great time. Costa Rica.
They trust CT Betts and his posse?
Well, there's going to be a lot of adult supervision watching me.
Really?
But all of my friends that are going are just as crazy as me, so it'll be a great time.
All right. Our new handicapper friend, Action Jackson, joins the Diehards next on the Progressive Guest Line. Keep it right here, kid.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, East in Boston, Massachusetts. My friend tonight is CT Betts, Chris Thurston. Also want to give a big shout-out to our friends at Mamitas. It's a hard seltzer with real tequila, sparkling water, and natural flavors. It's only 95 calories with a 5% ABV. Flavors include lime, mango, paloma, and pineapple. I love them all, by the way. Mamitas keeps a light and refreshing taste while staying authentic to the iconic tequila cocktails that have inspired bartenders for decades. Ask for them today at your local retailer or watering hole. For more information, check them out at drinkmamitas.com. That's drinkmamitas.com. Or follow on Twitter or Instagram at drinkmamitas. Hashtag mucho delicious.
Load up for Cinco next week.
We're broadcasting live from a joint in Alston, Massachusetts called The Draft.
The Draft, yep.
Have you been there?
I've been there a couple years ago. Haven't been in a while, but it's a good spot, and they're having us there. It's going to be a great time, and it's on Cinco, and what a better sponsor than Mamitas for Cinco de Mayo.
I hope they have plenty of ice-cold Mamitas for me.
I hear they will.
After the show?
After the show, not there.
And I like food.
Yeah.
It's shocker,
good
I know.
Food.
I know. Let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. He's a sports handicapper known as Action Jackson. Derek Giardina is on the line here in the Progressive Guest Line with the Diehards. Hey, Derek, welcome to the Diehards. Do we call you Derek? Do we call you Action Jackson? What do we call you, man?
Call me Derek. How are we doing tonight, gentlemen?
Hey, man, you're a Massachusetts guy. Where are you from?
I'm from Woburn.
Woburn. I'm trying to think of what's in Woburn. We love our friends at Woburn at Lord Hobo.
Are they? Oh, yeah, there you go. Right down the street.
And we love Lord Hobo, the brewery. It's fantastic.
And what's the sports bar?
Scoreboards.
Scoreboards. There we go.
We love that place as well.
I've had a couple of seltzers with Derek over the years. Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Derek, how'd you get involved in this thing called sports handicapping?
So I've been doing it for a long time. Just a big sports fan, got into the gambling aspect of it. Jumped on Twitter probably about 5 years ago. Prior to that, I was using like the sports websites, the message boards, such as like covers.com. Probably using that for a decade before jumping onto Twitter, but figured jump into Twitter and use social media as a new platform. Gets a lot of eyes, a lot of views, a lot of interactions. Network with some great people, get to pick their brains on, you know, why do you like this game? What do you see in this number? And, you know, constantly bouncing things off of people that I trust and constantly learning. That's the name of the game. Always learning.
So you're still learning to this day on sports handicapping, safe to say, right?
Absolutely. Constantly making mistakes and learning from them. Sometimes you learn the hard way when you first pick up sports handicapping and gambling, and you learn the hard way sometimes, but you bounce back and constantly crafting our tools there and getting better at what we do.
Derek, you've made a pretty good name for yourself on gambling Twitter recently. Seen you been in some pretty cool contests, and think you cashed in or did very, very well in the March Madness contest. How are you been getting involved in these? Obviously, people are, you know, see you're doing good stuff, reaching out to you. How does that all work, and what'd you end up doing finishing in that contest in March?
So the March Madness one was actually my first handicapping tournament that I ever entered through gambling Twitter. And some gentleman reached out to me. He found me, slid into my DMs per se, and he wanted me to be a part of it. And the way that one worked is they picked 32 handicappers, basically seeded us on the amount of followers we had. So I came in ranked number 22 out of 32, but put on a strong performance, definitely gained a lot of views in that because I made my way right down to the final four. Unfortunately, things did not work out for me when I was betting against your Baylor Bears, but,
I couldn't be happier.
awesome. Good work.
No, I couldn't have been happier. Finished in fourth, and I got a couple of other ones going on. There's one that I actually just started this past week, and then a bigger one that with some five-figure gambling Twitter follower handicappers that I'll be starting that one up on Saturday. So really excited to really start throwing my name out there and getting recognized.
CT Betts, let me hop in here for a second. So I'm very curious. Again, Derek, I know you're a younger dude. I've been gambling my whole life. I'm like 100. And obviously gambling and having fun, and it's what I like to do. And it's one, as we call a quotation, vice. But I'm always curious in how, like, young people and how these sports handicappers today get into this world. Like, you obviously you're intrigued by it. You've gambled, you know, on sports, and you mentioned how you got involved in Twitter 5 years ago and kind of followed people and everything. But, like, what triggered you? Like, did you wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? Mom, Dad, your brother, your sister, I'm just going to become a sports handicapper because, you know what? Sounds like a freaking blast.
So, when I was a young kid, I always carried around a notebook with me everywhere I went, family parties, wherever.
Geek.
Always had a notebook with me, and I was just like a stat geek, you know.
All right.
Sit there and look at sports, you know, the box scores,
yep.
Or, you know, write down every NFL score on a Sunday. And I was doing this when I was in fifth, sixth grade. Not that I was gambling back then, but there was always that fascination of numbers and analyzing it and keeping track of it. And I didn't really get into actually putting money on the line until got to like later in high school, early in college.
Sure.
And that's when it just really picked up.
Derek.
But yeah, that's how I got started into it.
Obviously, huge day tomorrow for the NFL draft day number one. Do you get involved with any prop or future bets regarding the draft? Obviously, there's a lot of talk. You know, rumors going on around the past couple of weeks. Then this week, it's, you know, this guy's going here, this team's trading. Is it safe to get involved, or is it an absolute nightmare?
It's an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
But I get involved, but very minimally, because like you said, it's a total crapshoot. Even the draft pundits that do this 365 days a year, they're wrong majority of the time. Nobody knows what's going on. So it's very difficult to get into this because it's all based on predictions. And if you get into the prediction business, you're just going to go broke really quick. So I try to take very minimal. I actually did bet on three props for the draft tomorrow night. Do you want me to go over them here?
Absolutely. Yeah, fire when ready.
All right, cool. So,
hang on a second. Go slow because I'm writing them down.
Pep needs to write them down here.
All right? And I'm holding right, to it. And I know where you live now.
Yeah,
fire away.
Yeah, you do. So the first two, the numbers that I got last week when I played them are long gone, unfortunately. I don't know if I would recommend playing them at these numbers, but the first one, Mac Jones to be drafted number 3 overall. I got that at plus 115. You're finding it now at minus 200 to minus 300 right now. My thoughts on that, the 49ers gave up 3 picks to move up to number 3. They're taking a quarterback with that pick, hands down, no question. And just kind of analyzing Kyle Shanahan's offense, he wants like a mobile quarterback that can extend the pocket, extend a play, but not necessarily break a play and run down the sidelines like a Lamar Jackson. He just needs a guy that can roll the pocket and is extremely accurate. To me, that is Mac Jones is the most accurate quarterback in this class.
Absolutely.
And he can roll the pocket. He is, you know, deceptive with his athleticism. So I do like him as the number 3 pick. My number 2 play, I took Jalen Waddle to be drafted ahead of Devonta Smith, and I got that one at plus 110, where you're now finding that at roughly minus 200, minus 250. Waddle is shooting up the draft boards, and my take on him is he's going to be an absolute nightmare for defenses in this league. He's like Tyreek Hill to me. He's so fast. He's going to step into the NFL, be one of the 5 fastest guys in the league day one.
Yeah, he's a freak.
I mean, he didn't run a 40 time at his combine, which, you know, he probably didn't want to show off anything. But I think he's extremely fast. He's going to be a nightmare for defenses, like I said. And I think there's some durability questions with Smith. He's a real small guy. Even Waddell, he's small, but Smith plays it like he measured in at like 170. I mean, his durability in this league, to me, is going to be a question. And prior to Waddle's injury last year, he was the number one guy on his team receiving-wise. Once he got injured, that's when Smith just kind of feasted, and we all remember what he did in the college football playoffs. He totally blew up. But those are my first two bets. Like I said, the lines I got last week when I played them are now gone. My third bet, though, the number is still there, and you might actually get a better number today. Trey Lance drafted over 6.5, and I got that at plus 140, where I think it's pretty similar, but I have seen plus 150s, 160s out there. I just don't see him going in the top 6. But as I said earlier, the prediction business, I could be totally wrong, and he could be San Francisco's guy. I really hope not, because that would blow up everything that I just was thinking, but I just don't see him being in the top 5. And when you get to pick number 6, Miami is not taking him.
No,
so
I agree.
The only thing that scares me is does Miami trade out? Obviously, the trade today that Carolina Panthers made makes you think they're probably going quarterback at 8. So does one of those teams, you know, do they get itchy and say, I got to call Miami, I got to jump in front of Carolina, I got to get Trey Lance? So right now, that number 6 pick is really what's worrying me. If Miami stays pat in that position, Trey Lance does not go there and he falls and that prop hits. But I really think it hinges on that Miami pick and what they decide to do.
Hey, Derek, it was great catching up with you, man, meeting you on the radio here. And next week for Cinco de Mayo, we are at a place called The Draft in Allston, Massachusetts, courtesy of our friends from Mamitas. If you do want to come by and co-host with us and hop on the air with us, I'm sure Burke Distributing will buy you plenty of Mamitas and food as well. So you're welcome to join us next Wednesday, okay, pal?
Anything on the Burke tab is good to me.
Let us know.
Here he is.
All right, guys. Thank you. Have a great night.
All right. Thanks.
Professional sports handicapper, new to the show, Derek Giardina, Action Jackson on Twitter, joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. Quick TO when we return. Again, a new friend of the show, our good sponsor from BUSR.com, BUSR.com/thediehards. James Ross is next with the Diehards. Keep it right here. CT Betts Pepe, Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, East Boston, Massachusetts. Hanging out with my friend CT Betts. O'Reilly Auto Parts here to keep your car on the road with their right parts. Advice from their professional parts people in their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool. If you're only going to use it once, CT Betts, your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available for rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Again, we're getting right back to it. It is cooking tonight. The Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. The Diehards, presented by our friends at BUSR.com/thediehards. That's BUSR.com/thediehards. New friend of the show, the best in the business, Mr. James Ross on the line. James, welcome back to the Diehards. How are you, pal?
I'm good. I'm in the middle, obviously, of our busiest week of the year with the Kentucky Derby. Not Derby, Derby. It's been pretty manic, and if you've followed the online news in the last day or two, you might have heard that we took quite a big bet from somebody.
Yeah, I'm curious to get your take on this. So I did hear that $1 million deposit in Bitcoin on the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
What's that all about? And you guys comfortable with accepting Bitcoin now?
Well, obviously the call came in when only I was the only senior member of staff on shift. This is on Friday. So
yeah.
A woman, very polite, came through and said, I'm a PA, an executive assistant for somebody that would like to place a very large bet on the Derby. Could you do this? I said, how much is it? And she said, $1 million. And then she told me who her boss was. And at that point, I thought it was a prank. I thought it could have been you guys. This person is quite a well-known name in the Bitcoin world. So we've called him the Crypto Whale. And anyway,
right.
So he's sure. He calls back later on. I speak with him. And he goes and deposits $1 million with Bitcoin. And over the course of the last week, he has blasted the lot across various different bets.
Wow.
On the Kentucky Derby. The main one being he had a very, very chunky fixed odds win on Essential Quality, the big favorite, +250. So, look, I don't know whether he's smart. I don't know if he's had a tip. I just don't know, whether he just fancies the colors of the jockey. But it's the biggest bet we've ever taken.
So let me ask you this question. If they win, do you pay them out in Bitcoin? How does that work?
That's a good question.
Well, what happens, really, you're just depositing with Bitcoin. And
okay.
There's no difference between Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency and MasterCard or Visa. It's just a way of depositing. But we think it's the biggest crypto deposit of all time, the biggest crypto bet of all time. So we're trying to get into the Guinness Book of Records, and I've wanted
Very
to
cool.
have a Guinness. I wanted to be in that book since I was about 4 years old. So, fingers crossed, we can actually do it.
But I'm trying to get an understanding. So again, they place the wager via Bitcoin. You have to call your bank or however that works and say, hey, you know what? We're going to clear this money. I mean, that couldn't have been an easy hurdle, right?
It's actually a lot easier than depositing with your card, be that credit card or debit card.
Okay.
Because, you've probably had this. When you try using your credit card and 2 minutes later you get a text message from your bank saying, oh, there's a suspicious transaction.
Yep,
and you
yep.
have to text, no, it's okay, there's no problem. Well, actually, with Bitcoin, it's very easy. We just tell them the address and they just transfer from their Bitcoin wallet, their Bitcoin account, over to their betting account. It can be done in
you know, minutes, certainly, you know, half an hour, and we had the money in the account, and, you know, within 10 minutes, he was betting pretty heavily.
So let me ask you this question. I have a lot of sports memorabilia. If I want to put a bet in, can I just trade you my sports memorabilia? I mean, will you take anything now?
Oh, I would love to do that. Oh, God. Do you know what I would love to? I don't know if you've have you heard about Mattress Mick. You know, he's one of the biggest gamblers in the U.S. He's big on Super Bowl.
In Dallas. He's in Houston. He's in Houston.
That's the guy. Look, I would love to take a bet from him in any currency. I would lay in bets in mattresses and pillows. I'd offer him 90,000 pillows to one. I would just want to take his money however I could. Crypto is just a new way that you can deposit with your account. And
awesome.
Fingers crossed, win the Guinness Book of World Records soon.
James, Bob Baffert, one of the best in the business in horses, going for a record-breaking 7th. Kentucky Derby win. His horse, Medina Spirit, I think you guys have him around 15-1. That's who I like. That's who I'm rolling with. Wanted to get your take. How do you feel about Medina Spirit?
It's absolutely got a chance in the race, but it doesn't stand out as one of the big favorites. Look, everyone obviously is going to be talking about Essential Quality. Medina Spirit, it's the Baffert factor, which we know that on the day, 14, 15-1, I know that those odds are out there now. I don't think that's going to happen on the day because I think, you know, it's such a, you know, a friendly bet for, kind of racing fans that love Baffert. So I think the price is sure to shorten. But for me, it's highly motivated. I keep saying in every interview I have to do, highly motivated, got a great draw in 17. And at 10-1, there the price is out there with that's the guide from the money line. I think that's got a great shout. Look, at the end of the day, I don't care who wins, as long as it's not Essential Quality. Because remember, I was the guy that agreed to take this from this crypto whale. So someone's head's on the chopping board, and it's me. It's Essential Quality wins. I don't care who wins. Medina Spirit would do me.
James, big night in the NFL tomorrow night. How has the action been for the NFL draft? Do you guys take any big wagers? Do you have any limits going on that? What could somebody come in and play on a prop bet at BUSR on the NFL draft?
Yeah, we do. We do have prop bets on it. And I believe the money's been, you know, quite steady all week. You're always a little bit worried that, you know, someone's kind of got inside information that that we're not privy to. But we've got a total of like 12 NFL draft markets up there. You know, who's going to be the second pick, the third pick overall? There's plenty of options on there. But to be honest, it's one of those in the office right now, there really is only one topic conversation, and it's Kentucky Derby. So I can't wait for the NFL to come back later on in the summer. That'd be fantastic. And I know there's in America, there's massive interest in the NFL draft, but certainly in the UK here, all eyes are on Churchill Downs.
Again, joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line, Quote, Buy, and Save on Home Insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only on Progressive.com. James Ross from BUSR.com/TheDiehards. Hey, James, when you talk about the favorite, we've got about less than a minute to go here. You talk about all the money going to the favorite. Is there another horse that people are wagering on a lot of money?
No, it has all been for Essential Quality so far. We'd love to see the money spread out. There's a few at some big prices that I think are really, really tempting. Superstock is one that won well a couple of weeks ago and can be back to 30-1. And finally, the luckiest draw of any horse is the five box, and Sainthood is 50-1 in that five box. So if you're looking for a lucky stall, it's five. It's won the race more than any other stall. So that might be worth having a look at too.
Final 30 seconds, BUSR.com/TheDiehards. Why should people sign up?
Well, if you sign up with us tonight, I'm going to throw $30 in your account to have a bet on the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. So follow the link, which is www.busr.com/thediehards, and I personally will put $30 in your account, risk-free. You don't have to give us your credit card details. $30 in your account, you'll have it by midday tomorrow.
Is that $30 cash or is it Bitcoin? I'm just kidding. James, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a great weekend, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, there he is, James Ross from BUSR.com/TheDiehards. Quick TO when we return from the Sports Memo Podcast. Drew Martin is next.
This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Hanging out with CT Betts tonight, O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East. Man, I could do this gambling talk all night long, dude.
Easy peasy.
It's good to Action Jackson back on the line.
Let's go, Drew Martin. I want to get him right on here. He just cashed the winner for me.
Oh, he did?
Hell yeah.
Let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Mr. Drew Martin, firmly on the Las Vegas Strip. You whacking bets with CT Betts? What's going on?
Hey, Anthony Pepe, CT Betts. You know, Wednesday night, we're on the eve of the draft and MLB going full force. I wouldn't want anything else to be on the air with you two boys. Hopefully you guys are enjoying your night.
I hope that's not sarcasm, because I couldn't tell.
He loves it.
So how are you hitting them, Drew?
I love being on with you guys. It's always fun on a Wednesday night. You know, I'm playing a little softball league, and I enjoy the – we actually lost, so I was going to say win, but, you know, whenever I can talk gambling and Vegas lifestyle and what's happening in the sports world in the Northeast with you boys, it's always a good time. So I thank you for having me on.
Now we know the truth. He had a softball game tonight, so he's seven beers deep.
Well, we're happy.
That's why he's sucking up to us.
We had a couple of loyal fans, Drew, that have texted us and we're looking for you. Why isn't Drew in his leadoff spot tonight? So glad to have you on.
Hey, well, I appreciate being on. And, yeah, we had a game at 7:45 Eastern time. So, you know, that slot was it was tough for me to do, but I love when I'm on with you guys. So, you know, I make it happen, even if it's in the later slot.
All right, man. So what are you looking at for the NFL draft tomorrow? You got any props going?
You know, Trey Lance, I feel, is just a little bit too big of a risk for a lot of the GMs in this draft, Pepe. And, you know, when it comes down to looking at his game film and his highlight tape, if you will, and you compare that to Mac Jones, which, let's face it, I don't think Mac Jones is the most talented person in the world, but who he was going up against in the SEC West, those defensive fronts, and you compare it to Trey Lance, I just find it very difficult to see Trey Lance's draft position at 6.5 and to think he's not going to draft further than that, just from risk alone at the FBS level. So my favorite bet on the board is Trey Lance over the draft pick of 6.5.
All right. That's we just had a friend of the show, Action Jackson, on right before you, and he said he likes Trey Lance over 6.5 as well. So let's go. And nice work there, Drew, cashing your pick tonight in the sixth inning, Braves and Cubs over the 8.5. Great handicap on that one, and thanks for the money there, Drew.
Hey, no problem, CT. You know, I went 0-2 last night, and it's always difficult for a gambler to admit, you know, hey, you read it wrong, you got a couple wrong in a row, but people got to remember, it's a long season, and whenever you can grind out wins and take them, you know, minus 110, minus 115, the plus prices in MLB is what it's really all about to gain the unit size. So I'll take it whenever I can. And MLB, you know, such a great sport to bet, but you know, at the same time, NFL draft kind of taking the media headlines, guys. And to tell you the truth, in terms of it being, you know, efficient betting market, it's really only come along in the last 2 years. So just thinking about where this market was 3 years ago and how many people were struggling just putting out numbers is pretty ridiculous. And it's hats off to, you know, FanDuel, DraftKings, a lot of the sports books on the East Coast, Circa, you know, South Point as well, just because it's a very difficult market to put out odds. So it is beatable in the end.
It's funny that you mentioned that because, again, I've been a gambler my whole life, obviously a little different, you know, back in the day. But recently, you know, with all these websites and, of course, our friends at BUSR.com/thediehards, I don't think I've ever wagered on the NFL draft, and I love the NFL draft so much, but I don't think I've ever put a bet actually on like what like a player projection, where he's going to go, you know, high or low, up or down, you know, or to a specific team with overall odds. I don't think I've ever done that. I still haven't placed a wager yet. I probably will tonight or tomorrow, depending on how my late game's doing, how good of a pick, Drew, you're going to give me in a late game here. even live action, I'm open. But it's funny because the whole gambling world has changed dramatically, where not only were we fascinated with the NFL draft, but now we're talking about gambling on it.
For sure. And, I mean, Anthony, I always go back to the saying, you know, I'll bet on anything that moves. And when you really think about it, the NFL draft doesn't move. So, I mean, yes, people may get up and put in the selection, but there's not a lot of movement in it.
Sure.
So it's really new to the betting markets. And in terms of trying to find an edge, it actually can be really difficult because you're betting on another human being's decision-making. You're not really betting on athletic ability.
So it's a great point, and not to stay on this topic, but last year was the first year that I actually made a wager on the NFL draft or any draft. And, Drew, do you think that it got popular the last couple of years, obviously last year with COVID? Do you think that had something to do with it because there was nothing else out there for gamblers to bet on? There was no NBA going on, no MLB like usual, and all of a sudden you're in the midst of a pandemic and the NFL draft comes and they're going to have it and you're able to fire away on it. You think that had something to do with it blowing up a little?
CT Betts, there's no doubt in my mind COVID-19 had a huge, huge deal to do with the NFL draft betting market. I mean, when you look back at what 13 months ago or so, what we were all going through, what was the top of mind? It was the NFL draft, which I know I stopped what I was doing to watch and to bet. And it was the Korean baseball organization, you know, the KBO, because they got out in front of everybody and they caught a lot of eyeballs. Everybody was wanting to know, hey, what are you betting in the KBO, the overnight? Everybody was wanting to bet that. And sure enough, what's the second most, you know, popular baseball organization right now? It's the Korean Baseball League. And I think that it's really, you know, in flux with what the NFL draft has done. I mean, I think it's a really smart thing that the NFL does this and, you know, puts it out on a Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, so you can bet it all the way through. And, yeah, they're riding the wave of gambling becoming more popular. The NFL is at the top of the wave. And with COVID, nobody else had anything to do. So, yes, 100%, I think that they're riding the wave of COVID, and they're doing a good job of it.
So CT Betts, we talked about earlier, you mentioned Trey Lance over 6.5, and you touched on that, Drew. I'm just looking at the draft right now. Obviously, we know Jacksonville, the Jets, 49ers. We know what they're going to do. We're sort of probably not going to be Trey Lance. The Falcons may not pick a quarterback there. Cincinnati Bengals at number 5 or not. Miami not. So it's kind of depending on whether or not the Falcons switch that pick to somebody. Maybe the Bengals trade down. Maybe the Miami Dolphins trade down to somebody that trades up that wants Trey Lance, but we haven't heard any of that. So Trey Lance over 6.5 plus 140. Does that seem like the play right now?
That's my that's the bet that I bet the most on. Yeah. I mean, when you went down the list like that, I mean, it's the Falcons, Bengals, you know, Dolphins at 6. That's where it's going to really come down to. I guess maybe 3 with the Giants, but it sounds like the Giants are in love with Mac Jones. So could they go Trey Lance? Maybe. I doubt it, though. I think that they go with, you know, Ohio State and the proven product. But Trey Lance, you know, could he go 5? I don't think so. 4? I really doubt it. To the Miami Dolphins, look, I mean, they've already made, you know, Tua. They got rid of Fitzpatrick. It seemed like the offense was going a lot better with Fitzpatrick. And at some point, you know, Tua did have some good drives. But, you know, Tua, could they go possibly quarterback? I really doubt it. So
I doubt it.
That's why, you know, over 6.5 is my favorite play on the board.
Nice little value there. All right, Drew, obviously we're in Boston. You know I'm a Patriots fan. Pep's a huge Patriots fan. A lot of talk on what the Patriots are going to do. All I'm begging for the Patriots to do is to not go into camp with Cam Newton and Stidham as the only trigger men. Is there any chance, one way or the other, the Patriots are drafting a quarterback or hopefully somehow trading for Jimmy G?
Hang on, Drew. For the number 15th pick in the NFL draft, the New England Patriots select the offensive tackle from Fresno State. You know it's going to happen.
I won't be surprised if it does.
I would be surprised at all. I wouldn't, you know, if the Patriots go kind of foundational pick, offensive line, that's where I really see them going. Could they go quarterback? I think if somebody drops, they possibly could. But at the same time, and this is coming from an Auburn guy, I mean, Cam Newton, you know, does he have some days left? He possibly does, DT Beth.
Sure.
I don't know, though. As an organization, if I'm a Patriots fan, if those are my two quarterbacks, and again, this is coming from an Auburn guy, I really don't feel good about it. I mean, Cam Newton, yes, he can bounce back, but I wouldn't – I don't know. As a Patriots, you know, fan – friend here, I'm with you. I think that they should go quarterback if somebody drops.
Hey, Drew, I want to get back to something we were talking about here at the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East earlier with the team. We have B Money Brian here, Mike Dinoff from the Beastie Boys in our live studio audience. We were watching the end of the Red Sox Mets game with DeGrom, who was a huge favorite. We asked what the line was to start. I thought it was like, you know, DeGrom minus 200. CT Betts, you started at minus 275.
Close at minus 275.
And again, you know, the Red Sox, obviously a huge value there. But when you see a line that huge, plus two, you know, minus 200, minus 275 to go off, do you look at it? Do you look the other way at the team and go, hey, you know what? This Red Sox team, they're playing pretty good baseball. The Mets can't score. They could be the team to hop on. Or you just steer away from a huge NBA and MLB line like that?
So MLB, it's interesting you ask that because, yes, there could be value at the really high numbers, but I personally start to pump the brakes at minus 140, okay, minus 150 in that price range, just because I think it's a sport where there's a lot of people that love the Yankees, you know, love the Red Sox, and whatever the number is, they're going to bet them. So the sports books, the betting market in general, can use that money to their advantage and not have to price them as high.
Gotcha.
And I think that sports bettors, if you're looking to make a profit long term, you should stick to, like, let's just call it minus 150 and below, and really look for those plus prices, because that's how you gain units in MLB. You know, just 1-to-1 when you're laying minus 110, it's always nice. You know, minus 110, minus 120, add that unit to your bankroll. But I'm telling you, when you start hitting a couple plus 180s, you know, plus north of 200, that's how you really feel it. You know,
sure.
Think about that. I always like to say this. A $100 better, you're getting back $200 on the kickback. And in MLB, you know, even the worst teams win 60 games a season. So that's why I love to look into plus prices in MLB.
What about taking a look at a guy like Clayton Kershaw? Gets lit up by the Padres last time out. Obviously, a good Padres team. We know how good they are. But Clayton Kershaw, one of the best in the business. The Dodgers, the best in the business, as they are the champions. He's out there tonight. And I said, hey, you know what? I'm going to go minus the 1.5 Clayton Kershaw against a Cincinnati Reds team. They win 8-0. Do you look at stuff like that where a great pitcher doesn't pitch well his previous start, and you go, hey, you know what? I'm going to ride him. I'm even going to take the -1.5 because I'm going to get good value with it.
Oh, absolutely. And that's how I would point you towards that, Anthony, is when you're going to lay, let's say, north of 200, I would tell you to lay, you know, whatever it is on the run line, especially if it's the away team. Because I don't really like giving 9 at-bats to the opposition and then us only getting 8 at-bats if I'm betting on the home team. But other than that, yes, I'm with you. Because it's all about what you're risking. And if you're risking, let's say, minus 200, now you're risking $200 to only win 100. I don't like those odds. But if you can lay the 1.5 with an away team that's a huge favorite, yeah, that's the way I would point you towards.
Hey, Drew, before we let you go, a Derby pick?
Oh, man, no, I really don't.
Don't fret about it, because we've asked a few handicappers and they're like, I haven't really paid attention to it yet. And to me, I'm like, I can't stop looking at stuff like that. But you guys, it's kind of like you do all your studying, but you're paying attention to what's happening right now. You're paying attention to the draft. You're focused on that, and then you'll get to the Derby, right?
Exactly. I mean, I'm really only trying to bet it if you know, I feel like I have an edge. And then again, there's a little bit of a degenerate in me, and, you know, give me a couple beers and I'll kind of bet anything that moves.
Don't worry, Drew. CT Bet's got a couple lined up for us for Saturday, so I'll be in touch.
Awesome, boys. I love the group text message, the grind.
The grind.
CT Bet's, it's awesome, man. Smoking Dave Cokin'.
Hey, man, keep up the good work with the Sports Memo podcast in Las Vegas, Drew, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, always good. Anthony, CT Betts, you guys be good. And shout out to everybody out there. Be safe and enjoy everything. Cash these bets.
There he is. Thanks, our good friend Drew Martin, sports handicapper. Final timeout of the show. We'll come back and tell you about our friends at Rocket Mortgage and wrap things up. He's CT Betts. I'm Anthony Pepe. We're the diehards here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Let's try that again. The show tonight presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. That's been one of those days. You know what I mean?
It has been.
We got 12-year-olds calling balls and strikes. I mean, it's one of those days.
All right, let me ask you this. Obviously, you're not big on this. I don't know why. I'm huge on this. I want Jimmy G back here. If I told you.
I want nothing to do with it. Guy who can't stay on the field. He can't stay on the field.
Okay, so you'd rather have Cam Newton?
No, I'd rather I'd rather have anybody but a guy that can actually play and not get injured every play.
Jimmy he went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Jimmy G constantly gets injured. He can't stay on the field.
He's going to be all right. I'm telling you, he's going to be all right. If I told you right now, bad person to ask, but this is what I want to happen. If you told me that the Patriots could get Jimmy G and Devontae Smith and nobody else this draft, that's a win. That's an A. That's an A grade for the draft. Jimmy G, Devontae Smith, the rest of the team we built, let's go. That goes from 20-1 to 12-1 overnight.
Sign me up for Smith, but Jimmy G,
you're out.
No bueno.
Just like we're out.
All good. AC running rock and roll control in Houston. You're the best in the business.
Thanks, AC.
You guys enjoy the draft tomorrow night. We'll be back again Friday night. Good night, everybody.